Entertainment news now. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. And Bruce is back on the concert trail. Tell us more, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. And proving he's still a cool rockin' daddy in the USA, Bruce Springsteen opened his new Land of Hope and Dreams tour last night in Minneapolis. The Jersey rocker was in a defiant mood as he launched into his new U.S. tour, denouncing the Trump administration's immigration crackdown on the city. Bruce kicked it off at the packed Target Center with a show just shy of 3 hours, no intermissions, and he honored the city's residents and how resilient they were. And he said, quote, "We are here in celebration and defense of our American ideals." And he started it out with the song War Then. And he went right into a hard rockin' version of Born in the USA. He also sang Streets of Minneapolis, a song he wrote in January. And all the lights went violet when Bruce brought up special guest Tom Morello. They sang Prince's Purple Rain. And Bruce said this tour was not planned, but he wanted to, quote, "bring some hope and some strength to everyone everywhere." You can catch it at the United Center in Chicago if you're very lucky on April 29th.
And here's a little bit of the Minneapolis concert, the way it all started. Springsteen and the opening of this concert tour. Did you say, Cindy, that this was not a planned tour, something he just came up with sort of last minute?
He was enraged by what happened in Minneapolis. And he came up with this at the last minute. This was not planned at all. They had been touring for the last 2 years. And this is just a U.S. tour. It's not even going to Europe. So, and he has a lot of special guests. It's going to be political. And he said he does not care about blowback. He said he expects it and he's ready for it.
Let's talk about the Spice Girls. And they are reuniting, aren't they?
You know, fans are telling them what they want, what they really, really want, Bob. And they want a big reunion tour for the 30th anniversary. The only problem is the girls just can't get it together. You got Mel B, who says, "In a perfect world, we'd be on this tour already." But then Mel C, remember her, Sporty Spice? She said, "Don't get out the tracksuits and the chunky platform sneakers just yet." She said, "Well, I'd love to go, but it's not happening." And the problem is four women who cannot get their schedules aligned. They said it's logistics, and they said they are discussing future projects. And of all people who's so secretive, Victoria Beckham, or Posh Spice, went on a podcast the other day and said she wants to do the Sphere in Las Vegas, possibly. She said, "Oh, my God, the Sphere is amazing. How good would it be to have the Spice Girls be at the Sphere?" So that's interesting. And they have privately reunited. Jerry Horner turned 50 and so did Victoria Beckham. And they did reunite for private birthday parties, but nothing public. But the ever optimistic Mel B says, "I'm keeping my fingers crossed that you'll see the Spice Girls together at some point in the future."
Maybe they'll work it out for the 40th anniversary.
Right.
Lainey Wilson is really a great talent. She's had some great big hit records lately. And now she is going to be on the big screen, isn't she?
She is. She really was a huge hit at the recent South by Southwest Film Festival, the one in Austin. And she has a new doc called Lainey Wilson, Keeping Country Cool, set to premiere on Netflix soon, April 22nd. And it's an intimate look at her rise to stardom. And she's quite humble. She said she was so broke when she hit Nashville, she had to call her sister and borrow a few $100 just to survive and buy food. But she always loved songwriting. She said she loves creating something from nothing and always knew music was my calling. And she's pretty inspirational, too. She says in the doc that she did the doc because she wants regular people just to see that no dream's too big and that when you stay true to who you are currently, it will lead you to where you're especially supposed to be in the future. So catch that April 22nd on Netflix.
Yeah, she's been great in Yellowstone, too. All right, we have a Hollywood buzz, and I do mean buzz now. What's this all about?
You know, I hate bees, but Disney does it. So now they're giving us a big bee series, a two-part series called The Secret Life of Bees, which drops today. It streams on Disney and Hulu and the National Geographic Channel. The cool thing is they did follow the life of a single bee and her family as they did their bee stuff and race towards winter. And they delve into how the honeybee survives and how they get along. And this has some good street cred behind it. It's backed by James Cameron, who's the executive producer through Lightstorm. And they timed it for release for Earth Month. So that's nice.
Finally, the story about Channing Tatum becoming an author. Are you a little competitive in this area with him? Because you're a best-selling author of the young adult series of books, Ascenders. Tell us about Channing Tatum.
Well, Bob, why didn't Channing Tatum call me? Or better yet, Daniel Day-Lewis could call me. I would collaborate on books with these people. Or Bruce. But Channing, of Magic Mike fame, is now getting into the writing game. He's writing a, quote, very sexy, unquote, debut romance novel with best-selling author Roxane Gay, set for release in 2027. And it's about a voluntary arranged marriage. Two people who are 40, they made a pact. If nobody falls in love, they'll marry each other. But they're not that into each other. But they both work in a bakery. And they've said, Gay has come out and said, the book features lots and lots of sex scenes in the bakery. I mean, right next to the cookies and cupcakes and croissants, a lot of naked characters, which, I don't know. Do you think they could get an A for the health code? I don't know anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's the sugar that can set you off. It's Cindy Perlman-Gabriel in Las Vegas. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.